Hey there, future creators. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of inspiration and practical wisdom for navigating this crazy world we call life. Now, I know what you're thinking, another podcast about success. Yawn, but hold on a sec. This isn't your typical self-help spiel, trust me. We're diving into something truly powerful, the art of visualization, and how it can be your secret weapon to achieving those big, audacious goals you have for yourself. Ever felt like you were running in circles, chasing after dreams that seemed just out of reach? You know that feeling when you're working hard, but it doesn't quite feel like you're making progress. Well, imagine this. Instead of simply thinking about your goals, you actually see yourself achieving them. Feel the excitement, hear the cheers, smell the sweet victory. That's the magic of visualization. It's not just some fluffy, touchy-feely concept. It's a proven psychological technique that can literally rewire your brain to believe in your success. Think about athletes. Before stepping onto the field, they don't just hope for a win. They visualize every play, every shot, every victory. They're building mental muscle, strengthening their belief in their own abilities. Same goes for musicians, entrepreneurs, artists, anyone who wants to achieve greatness. Visualization becomes a training ground for success, a way to prime your mind and body for peak performance. But how does it actually work? Well, when you vividly imagine yourself achieving something, your brain starts firing the same neural pathways as if you were actually doing it. It's like creating a mental blueprint that your subconscious can follow. This increased neural activity leads to a stronger sense of belief and confidence, making it more likely for you to take action towards your goals. So, what are some practical ways to harness the power of visualization? First, make it real. Don't just think about your goals. See them, hear them, feel them. Use all five senses to paint a vivid picture in your mind. Second, be specific. Instead of vaguely wishing for success, define exactly what that means to you. Is it starting your own business? Writing a best-selling novel? Running a marathon? The more specific you are, the clearer the signal you send to your brain. Third, make it a habit. Just like any skill, visualization takes practice. Set aside a few minutes each day to visualize yourself achieving your goals. You can do this while meditating, before bed, or even during your commute. And remember, be patient. Don't get discouraged if you don't see immediate results. Keep visualizing consistently, and you'll start to see the magic unfold. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She had always dreamed of opening her own bakery, but she was scared to take the leap. She felt overwhelmed by the thought of starting a business, managing finances, and juggling all the responsibilities. One day, she decided to give visualization a try. Every night before bed, she would imagine herself running her successful bakery, customers lining up outside, the smell of freshly baked bread filling the air, the joy on people's faces as they tasted her delicious creations. She visualized the challenges and overcame them mentally, feeling confident and capable with each passing day. Weeks later, Sarah decided to take a leap of faith and enroll in a baking course, followed by another to learn about business management. She started small, selling her treats at local farmers' markets, gradually building her clientele and reputation. Within a year, she had enough savings and momentum to open her own bakery, the one she had vividly imagined for so long. Her story is a testament to the power of visualization. It can take you from dreaming about something to actually making it happen. So, future creators, remember this. You have the power within you to achieve anything you set your mind to. Don't just think about your goals. Feel them, see them, live them. This is Build in the Unknown, where we embrace the unknown and build a world of possibilities together. Until next time, keep visualizing, keep creating, and keep pushing those boundaries. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of inspiration, and let us know what you're visualizing in the comments below.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.